Okay, what we're going to do right now is just begin relaxing you. Relaxing you as we lead you down, down into a nice, deep trance. As you relax, you'll find yourself working your way toward trance. Every word relaxing you and taking you a little deeper. We'll start with your feet. Just let them get comfortable. Move them around a little. Find the most comfortable place for them. Just let all of your tension out. Let yourself begin to relax. And then let the relaxation flow upwards. Upwards from your feet into your calves. Let your feet and your calves relax. Relaxing more and more as you listen to my voice and let go. So nice and comfortable. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, just getting more and more comfortable right where you are, listening only to my voice, and relaxing as you shut out the rest of the world, and I work you down into a nice, deep trance. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your waist, the entire lower half of your body, so very, very relaxed. Just letting yourself relax a little more. Just listening to my voice, focusing on it, and letting yourself relax. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your waist, everything so relaxed as it works its way up into your stomach and your chest. Just letting everything relax a little more deeply. Letting the world slip away as you listen to my voice and allow your entire body to relax. That's right. Just let everything relax. Let go. There's no need to move right now. There's no need to do anything, but just listen to my voice and relax. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your waist, your stomach, your chest, your shoulders, your arms, your hands, everything below your neck, just getting more and more comfortable with each and every word. Everything below your neck, relaxing so very thoroughly, so very completely, just letting your entire body relax. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your waist, your stomach, your chest, your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your neck, your face, your eyes, letting the relaxation flow all through you. Letting your mind and body become more and more relaxed with every word you hear. Letting go of the rest of the world as you listen to my voice. As you listen to my voice and just simply let all of your tensions float away. There is no need to move your body right now. No need to open your eyes. Just listen and let yourself relax. And as you relax, let it continue. continue to carry you deeper and deeper, deeper towards trance, more and more relaxed. That's right. I'm going to count you down now. Downward from 10 to 1. Each number relaxing you a little more, taking you a little deeper into trance. 10. Let your mind and body relax. Focus only on my voice. Let everything else become less and less important as you just focus on my voice. 9. So very deeply relaxed. Letting yourself go. Letting yourself go deeper and deeper. 8. It feels so good to relax like this. To let go of all your worries and problems. Let my voice guide you. Guide you down into a wonderfully deep trance. 7. So very, very relaxed. Relaxed. And going deeper still. There's no need to move or do anything. Just focus on my voice and let go. 6. So very, very relaxed and comfortable. Nothing else matters right now but listening to my voice and relaxing. It's time to let go of everything else. Let the world become more and more distant with every passing second. Let the rest of the world become more and more distant. That's right. All you need to do right now is listen and relax. 5. Already deep and going deeper. Focusing only on my voice. Letting your mind go. Just simply listening and letting my voice guide you. 4. Relaxing deeper and deeper still. All you really want to do is listen, relax, and go deeper. Let the rest of the world go. It's so unimportant. All that's important right now is relaxing and going deeper. 3. Already so very, very deep. So very, very relaxed as we work our way into a wonderfully, deeply relaxed trance. It feels good to let go like this, to let go and let your mind relax. 2. Deeper and deeper still. No need to do anything but listen to my voice, relax and let go. 1. So very, very deep. Your mind and body completely relaxed. Just let the relaxation continue on. Deeper and deeper with every word. There's no need to do anything. But just listen to my voice and let go. That's right. Let go of everything else. Let the world become a more distant place. Allow my voice to be your guide. Your guide down deeper and deeper. So very, very comfortably relaxed. Let go of everything. Ignore all the distractions and just simply relax. So very, very deeply. That's right. There is no need to do anything but let me guide you. Let me guide you down. Down so very deep. There is no need to do anything but listen to my voice and go deeper and deeper still. And now, Now we're going to begin a journey. A journey into a lamp or other suitable object. Picture the object you want to consider as your own personal lamp. It may be any object, preferably something you can pick up and carry, but it may be any object. Let your mind choose what the object is and imagine that it will work like Aladdin's lamp, that when rubbed, a genie will appear. The only difference is that you will become that genie. And therefore, you need to picture yourself as that genie. That's what I want you to do right now. Begin picturing exactly the kind of genie you wish to be. There have been many different genies depicted over the years, all kinds, all sizes, all shapes. There have been the simple ones depicted by Disney, like Aladdin. There's been the ones from the TV shows, the ones that look like a woman in a harem's outfit. There have been ones that have been drawn as huge, hulking beings, horns even. Red, purple, blue, a genie comes in almost any colors. Imagine yourself as that genie. Picture yourself materializing as the lamp is rubbed. Picture your body exactly as it would be. The size of your body, the shape of your body. Imagine exactly how you are attired. Obviously, it is most likely some form of Middle Eastern garb, but even those things have been known to vary. Picture it as perfectly as you can in your mind. Let yourself build that picture. Imagine yourself materializing from the lamp. Do you appear in a cloud of smoke? Do you escape from the lamp as a vapor, your body slowly expanding out of the lamp? How would you appear? How will you come into existence as a genie? Allow yourself to picture this process. Because every time the lamp is rubbed, every single time it is rubbed, that is exactly what is going to happen. You will suddenly feel as if you are emerging from that lamp as the genie in question. That's right. As soon as it is rubbed, you will emerge from the lamp in your genie form. The one that you have pictured in your mind, the one that you have built in your mind. And if you find that the image isn't perfect, you may come back to this file and work on it, working on it as often as you need to, until the image is exactly the way you would want it to be. Now, once the genie has been released from the lamp, it is obvious the genie is required to obey the possessor of the lamp, and that is precisely what you will do. Whoever so possesses the lamp controls the genie, and as long as they are holding the lamp, they may give commands to the genie. Once the command is given, it must be obeyed. It must be obeyed to completion, as long as it can be completed during that day. No command of the genie exists beyond the day that the lamp was rubbed. Those are simply the rules for this lamp, for you as a genie. And should the owner of the lamp, even if the owner of the lamp is in fact the genie, having rubbed their own lamp, tells the genie to return to the lamp, you will find yourself shrinking back down into the lamp and returning once again to your own body. That is one of two ways you will find yourself back in your own body. If the owner of the lamp commands the genie to return to the lamp, the genie will do so. Otherwise, the genie will remain out of the lamp. The genie only has to obey the holder of the lamp as long as they are holding it. As long as the lamp is in their physical possession, the genie must obey any commands given by the holder of the lamp, even in the event that the genie is holding the lamp. That's right, the genie can give commands to themselves, and those commands will be just as binding as any other command given while holding the lamp. Now, historically, genies have been very tricky by their own nature, and this will remain true, although you may decide how tricky a genie you are. Any order given while holding the lamp may be interpreted however the genie wishes, as long as the order is actually carried out. Any command or order may be carried out in any manner the genie decides is best. After all, the order was given. If it wasn't specific enough, the genie may modify it as suits, so long as the order is carried out to its conclusion. Under no circumstance may the genie be commanded to do anything that endangers themselves or anyone else. Your orders are simply to be obeyed. No magical powers are granted. In this particular instance, the genie will always obey whatever order is given, but the orders must be completed by the time the genie returns to the lamp, or if the genie is left out of the lamp until the end of the day, when the genie falls to sleep, they will return to the lamp automatically and awaken outside of the lamp once again as yourself. These are the rules for how it's going to work. You are allowed to imagine exactly what you look like as a genie, just exactly how you will behave as a genie. But a genie is always required to obey the orders of the possessor of the lamp, so long as they do possess the lamp. The genie may remain out of the lamp until ordered back, or until the genie falls asleep, at which point in time the genie will automatically return to the lamp, and you will return to your body the way it was before you became a genie. But for right now, you are a genie. You have pictured yourself. You created the image. You know exactly what happens when the lamp is rubbed. You will find yourself, to some degree, creating a persona around the genie. It will not be truly separate. But, like I said, genies have a tendency to be tricky. They are, of course, required to obey, and therefore, they are required to call whoever summoned them from the lamp, master or mistress, to treat them with all due respect, unless told to do otherwise, or if they have summoned themselves, at which point in time they are only bound by their own will. Those are the rules of this particular magic lamp, and you as a genie will follow them all. A genie has no choice but to accept and obey the rules of the lamp. After all, you are a genie. You cannot break those rules. That has always been true. You are a genie, and therefore, once you are a genie, the rules of the lamp are absolute, and you will obey them. Any order given by the person holding the lamp is in control and must be obeyed, no matter what the order is, so long as no one becomes endangered. Should you find yourself in a situation where there is a danger body or mind. Then you'll be freed from the lamp and allowed to make your own decisions. But beyond that, a genie obeys the possessor of the lamp and returns to the lamp. Once you've returned, you are no longer bound by any wish the genie has been required to grant. The genie has no power over you when you are yourself, and wishes given do not extend past the end of the day or past when you've returned to the lamp. The next time you come from the lamp, you may remember previous wishes, but you do not have to act on them. They are in the past, and therefore they are no longer binding, unless you choose to make them binding, but that would be by your own choice, not by the possessor of the lamp. And now, I want you to return to the lamp, because it's time to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, awaken, refreshed and awake. And I hope you enjoyed.